I went to the hospital and I gave bloods and I got a tetanus injection and another injection, but I only needed a booster hepatitis B. Then we were given advice. I had to go back to the hospital. Unfortunately, the hospital during that period of 3 to 6 months had lost my records. Mislaid some of the records for my attendance at that time, which was upsetting as well. I go to my own doctor, thankfully, and more bloods were taken just to make sure that, you know, all was okay and that we get the all clear between 3 and 6 months. I was given advice at the hospital about precautions to be taken and one thing and another, you know, and it was a very upsetting time. I was waiting for a clearance that I hadn't contracted either HIV or AIDS. It takes 3 to 6 months. It takes 6 months actually to be given the all clear. So you waited for that time. I mean, I'm not the first guard that had to wait. And unfortunately, some guards have contracted some of these unfortunate diseases, especially in the cities where people are drug users and needle users and stuff like that there. Now, the young girl herself refused to give blood so that we couldn't analyse whether or not she was. She refused, as people are entitled to refuse. She refused. And so you know, that waiting period is something goes on in your mind. And I was off for a couple of weeks to try to get my hands or arms healed to get rid of the scars, to go back to work.